Bonus 1. Creating miracles with quantum water. How to energize water and use it for healing, positive energy, and correcting problems. But first, we come to another idea on how to use the concept of quantum jumping and have a better life, and continuing to get even better lives. This module is on the art of vitality and a radiant being, radiance and vitality. I believe that I qualify, you know, as much as many do to give you my thoughts on this. As I define radiance, it has to do with charisma, with warmth, with happiness. And as far as vitality, well, here's my typical day. Up at 6:30, breakfast, usually bread, cheese, and coffee, my favorite. By 7:30, I'm at the computer going over email, looking over the news, and checking the reports of my websites. 9 o'clock, I'm busy writing. What am I writing? Well, in general, it could be any of three things. I could be working on the outline and script for an upcoming seminar, or I could be writing about quantum jumping, been doing a lot of that lately. Or to take a different vein, I could be working on my next novel. Usually I write for 2 hours and then meditate for 20 minutes or so to put my energies at ease. Then I may paint, take out a canvas, start something new, or work on something that I've been working on. I'll usually paint for, oh, a couple hours while the light is at the apex. And somewhere in there I'll have a light lunch. After painting, if the weather warrants, I live in the desert area. Rancho Mirage is kind of warm in the summertime. But if it's cool enough, my dog will take me for a mile and a half walk. I have a mini schnauzer. Then back to the computer keyboard in my current project till dinner. After dinner, maybe an hour or so at television, and then back to the computer, generally until 11. Turn off the computer and to bed to read something light for 15 minutes or so and then to sleep. That is substantially my average day, and I love every minute of it. People ask me, what about fun? Don't you ever have any? And I answer with, I love what I do. What could be more fun than that? Oh, I sometimes think about the fact that I'm 82 and in 8 years I'll be 90, but I don't think about that much. And, oh, yes, I do have a companion who lives with me and brightens much of my day. Her name is Mary Ann, and she's very much into the same things that I am. She, too, is a teacher, but she's a school teacher, teaches third grade. Well, what is the secret? Is it diet? I don't think so. I eat just about anything that strikes my fancy, in moderation, of course. I do most things moderately. I don't smoke or drink with the exception of an occasional glass of wine with dinner. Exercise? Not much, except for that walk with my dog. After thinking about it for years now, the subject always seems to come up. I believe the answer is attitude, that above all else. So let me give you my ideas on the subject of youth and longevity and how a quantum jump can help you to achieve that state of mind that we call attitude, to not only have a healthier, longer life, but to have a life that's exciting, one that you look forward to every day, one that's got a bit of fun in it. It would appear that most problems due to attitude are caused by either feelings of guilt or regrets. To put it another way, failures in life. They could be small failures and they could be big ones. But every time we feel that something could or should have been done differently, there's a bit of a hole in our energy field, a feeling that something has been done wrong. Now, that creates a nagging of the subconscious self. This feeling of failure, when one piles one error upon another, creates subconscious regrets that can only be dealt with by the limiting factors of self-punishment. That business of, I only deserve so much. Long ago, I discovered that failure is only failure if you don't learn something from it. For me, failure is a learning experience, and that's how it should always be. If you've learned from what you consider a bad experience, a failure, so to speak, then it's been a positive event, and that's the way you should look at it. Change your attitude toward the event, and you change your life. Quantum jumping can help in that respect, as in our infinite multiverse, everything that could happen has happened. Everything that will happen has already happened. In an infinite universe, everything is happening right now. That being so, you can find any part of your life going in any direction you can imagine somewhere during a quantum jump. So the first step toward changing your attitude to that of a youthful appearance and a longer than the average lifespan is to go through that door and open it to go to a twin self who's taken a different course than the one that's causing you problems. Let me tell you about a case in point. Harry Sherman, a barber in Los Angeles. But let me caution. This story is kind of tongue-in-cheek, as opposed to tongue-on-palate. For those who don't know what that means, I'm going to lighten up this story with a bit of humor. It didn't exactly happen this way, but I hope it amuses you somewhat, and then I'll get serious again. In 1994, there was a strong earthquake in the North Hollywood area where Harry had his shop. Along with many other buildings, the one he was in collapsed, and his shop was totally destroyed, completely. Well, luckily, the quake hit very early in the morning before anyone was in the building, but Harry's business was gone. He was under a great deal of stress due to the fact that his insurance didn't cover earthquakes or floods, and he had put his life savings into the shop. He came to one of my seminars, I believe it was Supermind, because he heard that the main thrust of the class was to reduce and eliminate stress. Harry was 45 at the time. I must say he looked about 60. I don't know what he looked like prior to losing his business, but I was told he looked 10 years younger, not 15 years older. But I know what stress can do to a person. Harry was defeated. Life seemed to have taken the wrong turn for him. Now, so far, the story is accurate, but for now, let's just have some fun with it. Harry was bothered by his loss, especially by money problems, and to top it all off, his wife had just given birth to twins, one of whom had a cough that kept them up all night. If that weren't enough, Harry's mother called to say that she had a fight with his father and was moving out of the house and wanted to stay with Harry and his wife, Ethel May. Now, it wouldn't have been so bad, but Ethel May's sister-in-law, Renee, who was just released from the asylum, had fallen on Harry's front porch while visiting and had to stay there on the living room sofa, also bringing her pet canary and boyfriend, Charlie, who slept on the couch with his ever-present guitar at his side. Well, with a house full of people, Harry figured he had better get rid of Baby Doll, the pet python he kept in the cellar, as if Baby Doll got used, the snake might scare one of the guests. Well, the worst part was that when Harry went downstairs to feed Baby Doll, he discovered the six rats that were going to beat Baby Doll's dinner had escaped. You can imagine how frantic Harry was because those rats were trying to get as far away from Baby Doll as they could. And somehow they got out of the cellar and wound up in the living room where Ethel May's sister-in-law, Renee, who was just released from the asylum, was fast asleep near her boyfriend Charlie, who was on the floor by the couch, his guitar alongside him. Renee had a bag of woodbine hung around her neck to ward off evil spirits, which they did, but unfortunately rats loved to nibble on woodbine. Well, imagine Harry's surprise when he found three of the rats he was looking for squatting on Ethel May's sister-in-law's, Renee's, chest, nibbling on the bag that hung from Renee's neck. She was fast asleep and snoring lightly. Without thinking, Harry picked up Charlie's guitar that was lying beside him on the floor and smashed it down on the three rats that were nibbling on the woodbine. Rat and guitar flew all over the place. Well, he got rid of the rats, but unfortunately, now had to contend with a hospital bill, as Renee wound up with four broken ribs and Charlie wanted Harry to buy him a new guitar. Harry felt as though the universe was against him. Was there anything in quantum jumping that would help? Now, I'll bet you think that's just a story I made up to amuse you. Well, of course it is. But you know, in some parallel universe, Harry's situation happened exactly like that. So let me tell you how Harry solved his problems. First, to get rid of the stress, remember we're setting up a process for youth and for longevity, he got a CD of the Daisy Pond, and he was told to listen to it on getting up in the morning and once again when he went to bed at night. He was to do this for 3 weeks and then report to me how his life had gone during that period. Well, that was one thing. Another thing he was to do was to use quantum water to change the energy in his home by programming it and sprinkling it on every wall, ceiling, and floor. And now, let's get serious, really serious, because now I'm going to tell you about quantum water. Quantum water is water that has been programmed by your intent and love to correct problems. I have tons of stories about quantum water. I'll just tell you two or three so that you will understand and accept its value. But before that, let me define that word love for you. Love is simply a positive viewpoint. When you love someone or something, you have a positive viewpoint toward that thing. Now, the first time I noted the effectiveness of energized water was during a children's class in personal development that I was presenting. To demonstrate love and hate, I got three of the exact same plants in three flower pots. We took a glass of water, and each child would hold the water in front of their forehead and spray love out of their forehead. How do you spray love out of your forehead? You just imagine that energy, or light, if you will, is coming out of your forehead into the water. And the children would say, I love you, to the water. The water was then used for plant number one. A second glass of water was held in their hands, and this time they said, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, to the water. And plant number two was watered with the hate water. The third plant was the control plant, just got water with no emotions directed at it. At the end of 3 weeks, the control plant was about 3 inches tall, the love plant was 6 inches tall, and the hate plant had withered. Now, you might try this experiment yourself. Very simple. Just get three pots and put some seeds in it or a small plant. Now, the next time we used energized water, or quantum water, as we call it, was in a class with a young man who had dreadful acne. He was about 16 and had tried everything to no avail. Learning about quantum water, he energized the glass by saying, I love you, three times to the water, spraying energy into it, and then saying, clear skin, after which he patted the water all over his face. The next day, his face was clear. That was as close to a miracle as I've ever seen, quite frankly, and the rest of the class also. Another time I had occasion to use quantum water was during a private session I had with the Minister of Protocol in Geneva, Switzerland, where I was doing a special training for him. At one point, he told me he couldn't concentrate as he was in distress. It seems as though he had a serious case of constipation and was going to take a very strong prescription laxative that he'd gotten from his doctor. I told him about quantum water, and I programmed a glass of it by holding it in front of my eyes and saying, love, 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 and then saying, bowel movement. The minister drank the water, and I left. That evening, he caught me at my hotel, and he said about 10 minutes after I left, he had the greatest bowel movement he had ever had. Well, why does quantum water work? How does quantum water work? I don't know. I only know that it does. When I moved into my new house 6 years ago, I took a glass of water and quantumized it by first saying love and then good energies, three times as I held it in front of my eyes while I sprayed energy into the glass. Then I walked through the empty house and sprinkled a few drops of the water on every wall, every ceiling, and the floors. I also do that with cars and equipment like computers and such. Oh, I could go into long, detailed, and complex explanations of how it's working, but I'll let the scientists do that. I'm only interested in the fact that it works. Works on so many things that you will be using quantum water in many aspects of your life. I did have a scientist once examine some quantumized water to see if there was any difference in it. And what he reported was that the surface tension of the water seems to have changed. I have no idea what he meant by that. I hope that you got something important out of this module and maybe even a chuckle or two. I do hope that. The next module is one that you'll be using again and again and again. It's in every one of my offerings and has been for 35 years now. It's called the Daisy Pond. This one is different, only in that I created it specifically for this series for you. And it's a narration by myself specifically for this program. For the first week or so, play it every morning, and again in the evening just before you go to bed. While listening to it, take a quantum jump to the Daisy Pond universe where everyone on the planet has their own private fountain of youth we call the Daisy Pond. So, find a place where you'll be undisturbed for 15 minutes or so, and we'll take a quantum jump into the universe of the Daisy Pond. It's my personal favorite and has been since I created it, along with my good friend Ovi Sehested in 1977. Seems so long ago, but in my mind I can see us together now. Ovi, a sound engineer at Paramount Studios at the time, was doing the recording and myself narrating. But this one, although the words are identical, was, as I've said, created specifically for you for this set of CDs in 2009. Relax, and please do enjoy.